Now sit and listen while the record goes round. Here's Tom Thumb on the merry-go-sound. Once upon a time in a land far away, a poor farmer and his wife lived all alone. They were very lonesome. You see, they had no children. One night the farmer sat by the fire and sighed,
"Ah, me."
And the farmer's wife sighed,
"Oh, my."
And sang this little song.
"I wish I had a baby sweet with lovely little hands and feet. A baby, I don't care how small, is better than no child at all. I'll dance with joy and not be glum, though he's no bigger than my thumb."
Yes, the farmer and his wife were sad. But not for very long, because sometime later they had a little child, a handsome and clever little boy who was perfect in every way, except that he was actually no bigger than a thumb, no bigger than your thumb. So they called him Tom Thumb. One morning the farmer said to his wife,
"I wish I had someone to drive the wagon for me."
"Bobby,"
exclaimed little Tom,
"I will drive the wagon."
"You? Oh, you're too small to lead the horse by the bridle. Why, you're no bigger than a thumb."
"Please give me a chance, Father."
"Well,"
said the farmer,
"I don't know how you can do it, but I'll let you try." "Here, the horse is hitched to the wagon. Meet me in the forest."
The moment the farmer walked away, Tom climbed up the wagon. First he climbed up the wheel, then he climbed to the seat, but he didn't sit down. Instead, he scrambled onto the horse's back, walked up to its head, and climbed into its ear.
"Giddy up,"
said Tom. And they were off, with Tom singing gently to the horses.
"When I say gee, we turn to the right. When I say haw, we turn to the left. When I say fine, we keep a straight line. When I say ho, that's all we go."
As little Tom sang his song, two men passed, and one said to the other,
"My goodness, here comes a horse and wagon, and I hear the driver singing. But I can't see anyone. My, that is strange."
So the two men followed the wagon. When they came to the place where the farmer was working, they heard Tom call out,
"Here I am, Father, with the wagon. Please help me down."
The farmer laughed gaily and said,
"Well, well done, Tom."
And he took his little son and placed him on a on a blade of grass to rest. As soon as the two men saw little Tom, they were astonished. And one said to the other,
"With this little fellow, we can start a circus. Let us buy him."
So they went up to the farmer and asked,
"Will you sell your little son?"
"I certainly will not,"
said the farmer.
"You couldn't buy him for all the money in the world."
But Tom climbed up to his father's shoulder and whispered into his ear,
"These are very bad men, Father. If you don't do as they wish, they might beat you. Don't worry. I'll run away from them and come back."
So the farmer sold little Tom to the two men. When they had paid the farmer, little Tom climbed onto the hat of one of the men, and they walked off, with Tom singing,
"Oh, a hat is a wonderful place to ride. It's also a place where it's easy to hide. As soon as I can, I'll run away, and then go back to help with the hay."
All went well all through the afternoon. Just as it was getting dark, Tom heard one of the men say,
"There's the miller's house. We need some money to start the circus. Let's steal his gold and silver."
And the other man replied,
"But all of his windows have iron bars. We'll never get through them."
"Hey!"
said Tom from the top of the hat.
"I can help you."
The two thieves stopped. You see, they really were bad men, as Tom suspected.
"How can a little pinhead like you help us?"
You're no bigger than a thumb.
And Tom answered,
don't you see? I can creep between the iron bars on the miller's window and give you anything you want.
The thief thought that Tom really would help steal the miller's gold and silver. So he said,
all right, come along. We'll see what you can do.
But Tom was not going to help the thieves. He was going to help catch them. When they came to the miller's house, he crept through the window and then sang out with all his might,
there's silver and gold from the roof to the floor. Do you want it all or do you want even more?
Shh! The thieves were terrified and said,
shh! Don't speak so loud or you'll wake up the miller.
But that was exactly what Tom wanted to do. So he sang out again, even louder.
There are barrels of silver and cases of gold. Put your hands through the window. Here's all you can hold.
All this shouting awoke the cook, who slept in the room. And just as the thieves put their hands through the window for the gold and silver, she gave them a mighty whack with a broomstick.
Oh!
And again.
Oh!
And again.
Oh!
And Tom, feeling quite proud of his good deed, went into the barn and curled up in the hay and fell asleep. He dreamt about how happy he'd be when he went home to his mother and father the next morning. But he didn't go home the next morning because he had some other adventure. Early the next morning, while Tom Thumb was still asleep, the miller's cook got up to feed the cow. She went to the barn and took an armful of hay. And, of course, it would be the bundle where little Tom was sleeping. But he slept so soundly that he didn't wake up until he was in the cow's mouth.
Oh, what kind of a place is this anyhow?
He looked at the cow's teeth grinding up the hay and said,
oh, I'd better watch out for those teeth. They're a little too close for comfort. Here, I'll slip down this hallway and be safe.
And with that, little Tom slid down the cow's throat.
That was a close shave. But what'll I do now?
Just then, Tom felt a blow on the head. He looked up and saw that it was hay which the cow was eating. As he looked, another load of hay came tumbling down.
Oh, me, oh, my. This is a terrible fix. The more the cow eats, the less room I have. I'll have to do something about that.
And then little Tom started to sing.
Bring me no more straw, bring me no more hay. I've had enough to eat today.
When the cook heard the cow singing, she stopped her work and became so frightened she fell off her stool and spilled the milk. She ran off to the miller, screaming,
oh, oh, master, 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 the cow is singing.
The miller said,
what kind of nonsense is this anyway? You know that cows can't sing. Why, they can't even talk. But I shall go and see for myself.
The miller walked and walked and walked until he came to the barn. And there he heard Tom sing his song again.
Bring me no more straw, bring me no more hay. I've had enough to eat today.
Well, this is ridiculous,
said the miller to the cow.
Stop that singing at once.
But the poor cow couldn't stop Tom singing, and the miller grew angrier and angrier, until he picked the cow up by the tail. He was a very strong miller, and swung her around and around until the poor cow was dizzy and cried out,
say that again.
Said the miller.
That's the proper way for a cow to speak.
The miller put the cow down, and the cow started to eat the hay again.
But Tom didn't mind. Because when the miller lifted up the cow, little Tom had slid out. And now he was standing in the corner of the barn, quite safe.
Oh, gosh. I'm sure glad I got out of there.
As soon as the miller walked out of the barn, Tom Thumb said goodbye to the cow.
Goodbye, my friend. I'm so sorry I caused you so much trouble.
And started out for home. While he was walking along, he saw a fine, large butterfly on the ground close by. Quickly, he jumped on the butterfly's back and shouted,
Contact! Giddy up!
And went flying through the air, happy as could be and singing gaily,
I'm flying homeward through the air. I'm on my way, I'll soon be there. And this I know and this I say, at home, sweet home, I'll always stay.
Yes, Tom was very happy. And soon he was back at home. He knocked on the door. His father opened it.
Oh, Tom Thumb!
My son, you're back.
I love my mom and daddy dear. When I'm in trouble, they are near. I love my home, it's merry and gay. At home, sweet home, I'll always stay.
And Tom Thumb and his mother and father lived happily ever after.